from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Mike Danger.
Welcome back into the sports bar.
It's a lot of fun. It's a privilege to be out here. Hopefully you're enjoying the content. We're enjoying giving it to you and providing you with it.
Gene Battaglia.
Zubez. Zubez. That's what I want Josh to come out with. You know, 2 years ago, the red helmet. Last year, something metallic blue. Like, if he came out with, like, gray or silver or really, no, let's step it up here.
Zubez would be the one, yeah.
Zubez.
I'm actually going, like, no helmet tomorrow.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
Can I start off the top by saying Josh Allen is he's lying.
I think so.
I think he's playing coy with your question there, Gino.
I think so.
We welcome you into the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. We are live once again from St. John Fisher University. It is Buffalo Bills training camp. Day 7 now in the books. Another hot, steamy practice. Lots to take away from it and lots to get to this afternoon in the sports bar.
Hot? I think we need a stronger word for hot. Like, it is like we are sweating out here, and surely the players are going to enjoy doing their team meetings. That's where they are right now after lunch in the nice AC meeting rooms here at St. John Fisher University. And, we got a lot planned on the show here today once again.
A lot planned on the show. In fact, we'll be talking later on this hour to the Swiss Army knife of the Buffalo Bills defense. It's a name that you're all familiar with because he's a product of the University of Buffalo, and this will be his sixth season with the Buffalo Bills. Kind of weird to think that Cam Lewis has been around that long, but Cam Lewis has been around that long, and he stops by the sports bar later on this afternoon.
He's gone from being the, okay, could he actually make the team? Okay, he's on the practice squad. Hey, we called him up. Oh, he looks really good. Hey, we're going to use him here. Special teams. Cam Lewis has been a valuable part for many different things for this Buffalo Bills team. But now there's no Jordan Poyer. There's no Micah Hyde. And we're going to get to the injuries here in a little bit. We've got an update on Cole Bishop. We're going to pass along here, too. But I don't want to say Cam Lewis is the forgotten guy, but he is going to have to know a lot of different positions, knowing just how thin right now the Bills are here to start the preseason.
Yeah, he's viewed as a valuable guy because of his versatility, and we'll dive into that a little bit more with Cam Lewis when he stops by the sports bar here around 3:30 or so. Next hour, we will be joined by Joe Marino from the Locked On Bills podcast, our annual camp visit with Joe. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, he is here enjoying, and actually his family is flying in tonight, which that's kind of cool. And I suggested the Strong Museum since I feel like I'm part Bills reporter, observer, and part Rochester ambassador.
You should give him directions, too, just in case he doesn't have them. Just in case he doesn't have a phone or, you know, GPS or anything, any sort of app that could give you directions. You should just give him directions.
I realize people might have missed this, but when we had Sal Capaccio on with us earlier in the week, and he was doing his appearance at Bar Bill.
Yeah, he was doing a live pod for It's Always Game Day in Buffalo at Bar Bill.
Right, so this was before that, and he's telling me, hey, I'm going to go to Bar Bill tonight. I'm like, oh, yeah. Do you need directions? You know where you're going? He's not being mean. He just looks at me and says, yeah, I have a phone. I just put it in my phone, and we're all good.
But if anything, Gene, I think that just shows how you're just such a Rochesterian. You're always looking out for your neighbor. You're looking out for your friends. You're always there to lend a willing to lend a helping hand, even when one isn't needed.
I feel like we have much more to offer than just Pittsford Dairy.
We certainly do. So. And if you need directions to get to any of those places, including the Strong Museum of Play, yeah, that would be Gene Battaglia's forte. He can help you out with that. So Joe Marino is going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get deep into the safety position with Joe, because that's right now feels like the area of most concern with this Bills roster. When you have Cole Bishop in the news today that he's going to be out week to week here with a shoulder injury. We already knew about Mike Edwards and his hamstring injury, both of them missing practice today, and another signing of Terrell Burgess yesterday to go with Kareem Jackson on Tuesday. Yeah, we got to learn more about these guys and more about this position and what they might bring to the table. So Joe's the guy to handle that for us, and he'll be stopping by right around 4:30 here on the Sports Bar. We heard earlier today from Josh Allen. He had some time with the media. We'll make sure we get you that as well.
I pressed him on the helmet question, and I think he just, you know, Josh being Josh, said, I'm not going to wear no helmet. It's right here in the open. There.
Right. I kind of said it this morning on the break room with our buddies Patton and Tommy and Kimmy. I'm like, what if it is a Zuba's helmet? And Duffy lost his mind, as you would imagine, being a guy that probably would, you know, wear Zuba's 24/7 every 365.
I would demand a royalty. or at least Josh Allen come on the show and say, thank you very much for the idea for the Zubaz.
Absolutely. Now, I don't want to jinx anything, but we also know that Kay Adams is one of the many national reporters that was in town today observing the Bills at training camp. She's currently talking with Sal Capaccio. She was just on One Bills Live, and we're going to try and snag her before she cuts out and heads to Commanders camp, the next stop on her tour. So we're going to try and get her over here at some point in the next few minutes or so, Gino. So you tell me, should we recap today's practice?
No, I think that's what people want to know. Like, what happened? I'm going to give you the headline story, and this is something that was addressed right off the top by Bill's PR, Bobby Babbage talking. Cole Bishop now falls into that week-to-week category. It's a shoulder injury for Bishop. What exactly it is, again, they can be vague and say week-to-week, but what that tells me is, really, you can't bank on Cole Bishop, and you can't bank on Mike Edwards if you're saying week to week, and they're not going to get the work in next week potentially. It kind of sucks for, you know, Edwards. I think would be okay. Danger meaning he's been in this league. Although it's not helpful seeing that he missed a lot of time in the spring for Cole Bishop. We asked the question, what kind of timeline is he going to be on? Because not everything is the same here for Sean McDermott. We saw Osiris Torrance say, this is my job, and he took it right off the bat and did a great job last year on the right guard. We saw Dalton Kincaid in the tight end position, a little more intricate, I would say, than the guard position. And in the beginning, they kind of worked him in, but it wasn't until an injury to Dawson Knox that we saw Dalton Kincaid become, you know, a much bigger part. Now, okay, he's big part of this offense. I'm just kind of laying that out for Cole Bishop. I don't know what the timeline would have been for Cole Bishop. I wish I could have told you, but now what I can tell you is, all right, if he's not going to be potentially ready for the first preseason game, it's not going to be helpful for him to be seeing significant minutes here right out of the gate.
Bright side, if you want to bright side this, Cole Bishop not being on the field, being with the team, being around the team, being on the sidelines, watching and observing, might also be part of this growth process that he's going through now as a professional in this league, you know, learning where exactly he needs to be on the field by watching guys that have been here like Rapp and DeMar Hamlin. So, it's an unfortunate injury, and obviously the Bills compensating by signing a couple of safeties over the course of the last few days. But we'll see just when we get Cole Bishop back and when he can actually get on the field and be impactful, as everybody expects a second rounder to be. We should also point out, we mentioned the heat right off the top. I mean, it was another hot one today. It was certainly a hot one on Tuesday, and we remember Alec Anderson kind of being taken away at the end of practice to a hospital via ambulance with the heat issues that we had here on Tuesday. Good news is Alec Anderson was back at practice today, didn't miss any time, full participant. So that scare from Tuesday really had no effect on his availability today, and he was back on the field with his teammates.
Yeah, I saw Mike Edwards on the sideline, so he was not available today once again with that hamstring injury. Mentioned that Ty Johnson not out there as well, so it's going to open up an opportunity for one of these running backs we may not be familiar with coming out of the gate. If Ty Johnson isn't going to be back on the field here soon, so danger. There are going to be injuries like this for every team, every camp. These are major, though. I want to kind of stress that all these guys could be recovering in time. The one, and we'll talk to Joe Marino about this, too, is that with Claypool missing some time here with the toe, that's one where, all right, Cole Bishop is going to be part of this team. I would assume Mike Edwards is going to be a part of this team. Claypool was brought in as a flyer. This is like, hey, if he shows us something great, if not, let's move on.
And he's not been able to get out there and stay out there for any extended period of time. So for Claypool, that's definitely a miss, that day-to-day injury, his toe injury, keeping him off the practice field once again today here at St. John Fisher University. So final practice here during the week here at St. John Fisher before tomorrow night's return of the blue and the red open practice and scrimmage at Highmark Stadium. That gets underway tomorrow evening at 5:30 in Orchard Park. Saturday's a day off. And then the only morning practice that doesn't start at 9:45, we'll have a Sunday practice here at St. John Fisher that gets underway at 11:45 on Sunday morning.
Yeah, as that's going to be fun for anybody that does have a ticket for that. You don't have to rush out here first thing in the morning. I would imagine it's going to be a little hot there, too. So the camp here, danger. I cannot believe it. But this point next week, yeah, everybody's gone.
And pulling up stakes.
Everybody's pulling up stakes. And, you and I will be the last ones out here as every year.
Yeah. So there you go. Your update from today's practice here at Buffalo Bills training camp and camp updates here on the Sports Bar brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue and Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports as well with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville. Maddie'sMotorsports.com. All of our guests up here on the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat.
Yeah, and then outside of the Buffalo Bills in the sports world at the Olympics, Simone Biles won the all-around in the women's gymnastics. She has won it now for two times in her career, a first two-time winner since 1968.
She's a gangster, man.
Yeah.
I love that so much. I love that she can say, yeah, mentally I'm not there, and I'm just going to pull myself out of the Olympic Games, which she did 3 years ago.
I'm not going to redo my take, but my take 3 years ago was, well, that's part of the preparation, too. So to say that Simone Biles wasn't prepared the way she should have been, I don't think that's a mean, you know, I'm not going to take back that take. That was my take from 3 years ago. But what I'm going to do is throw her kudos now. The way that she came back, and there was no doubt about it, not with just the all-around, but with the team event. And she's got her detractors out there, but good for her, good for the United States.
A couple of NFL notes to get to here as well. From St. John Fisher University, as we kind of scan around the league, just a few things of note. Matthew Judon, who we've talked a little bit about here, Patriots pass rusher, did return to practice today for the Patriots, and head coach Mr. Mayo, that's Gerard Mayo, Gino.
Mr. Mayo.
He was asked about Judon not being at the facility earlier this week on Tuesday, whether or not that was a team decision, and the head coach didn't really get into it. But if you're a Patriots fan, you're excited to know that Judon is back on the practice field after what was a little bit of a tumultuous-looking week earlier this week. Tariq Cohen is retiring.
Yeah.
When I saw that he was 29, I'm like, oh, wow, I thought he was older than that. 29 might still have some gas in the tank, but he is going to hang it up. He was attempting his comeback with the New York Jets, and given what we're going to see tonight for the first time, this new kickoff rule, you have to wonder if a guy like Tariq Cohen would have benefited from these new rules, this new setup here on the kickoff, and I think that's what he was hoping, that he could latch on with the team and provide that kind of spark with this new rule that we'll see for the first time during the Hall of Fame game tonight. But Cohen deciding to hang it up, retiring after a bunch of injuries and kind of a disappointing career at 29.
Yeah, this happens every camp, right? Veterans that they get into it, and maybe they're sizing up the competition, maybe their head is in a different spot, but I just don't have it in me anymore to go full grind. So, Good on him for making that decision.
And in Tampa Bay, Tristan Wirfs and the Bucks have agreed to a 5-year, $140.63 million contract extension. He was under contract for 2024. He'll now be with the Bucks through 2029. He is now the highest paid tackle in the league with that extension.
I guess next man up also applies to left tackle, too.
Right. You got to think about Deion Dawkins if you're the Buffalo Bills, right?
Yeah, I mean, Wirfs is excellent, and the Buccaneers, they were a playoff team in that division. Hey, they'll be farting around, I'm sure, in December.
There you go.
If you're new to the show, our graphic doesn't say in the hunt. We say farting around.
No, that's correct. Yeah. And we'll get to some hot uniform talk later. A team that really doesn't need to do this is going to do this. And we're talking about the white helmet, the alternate jersey. When I showed this to Gene, I thought he was going to be physically
ill. No, I I thought you were goofing on me. Because there's so many of these uniform things, a lot of fans do, which is nothing wrong with a fan doing it. And they're like, wait a second, this is actually real?
Yeah.
This team is actually, there are certain teams in sport, I believe, you know, let me get on Mount Pius here, that shouldn't mess with their look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm including the Boston Red Sox on that. I've been wearing this Brooklyn Dodger hat, and so many people are like, I didn't know you were a Red Sox fan, I forget. Yeah, this is what actually the old Brooklyn Dodger hat can be confused with the alternate
Boston Red Sox. Yeah,
the city with a city connect. I don't know. Oh, the Red Sox in yellow? I mean, if you're from Boston, I suppose you might like it.
So. Right, yeah, no. I mean, there's some things you just don't mess with, some looks that are just so iconic that they don't need an alternate look. But this team going ahead and doing it, we're talking about the Green Bay Packers, by the way. They're going to call it the Winter Warning game, the week 7 game against Houston. It's not even late in the season. It's
Winter
Warning game, week 7 against the Texans. They'll wear the white helmets with the white jerseys and the white pants. That's week 7. You can see those Green Bay Packers wearing their white helmets. And that's not gold, by the way. That's yellow.
I would say, look, if the Packers wanted to spruce something up, why wouldn't they actually go with gold?
Actual gold.
Could you imagine, like, green and actual gold, how that would pop? Yeah, Notre Dame fans are saying, yeah. No, I think the Packers would actually look better if they spruced it up.
It would look pretty cool. Yeah. It would look pretty cool. Okay, we've got intern Zach on the move here trying to corral Kay Adams.
I don't think it's happening.
Hopefully we can get her here.
No.
If not, we'll give you Josh Allen and his comments from earlier today as Josh Allen spent some time talking to the media. And Gina, also earlier today, I think this is interesting, the Buffalo Bills giving some time today to an official. Clay Martin had some time with the media earlier today and kind of explained the new kickoff rules and mentioned it earlier tonight. We get our first glimpse of what that looks like in the Hall of Fame game between the Bears and the Texans from Canton. We I think, as NFL fans, as football fans, I don't think we're really ready for what this is going to look like and how impactful it could actually be over the course of a long season.
Yeah, I think that it's something that certainly we want to see tonight, right? That, like, you know, the Hall of Fame game is always like, okay, background noise, good. I'm hearing the NFL theme music. This is a lot of fun. Now, look, you want to sit down and watch the open kickoff tonight, right? This is like, okay, this is something new here. And there was something else the NFL put out today in regards to a rule change. And I don't know if you saw this or not, Danger, but, there are some tackles who kind of, like, you know, shift back
and the rock back, yeah.
Yeah, the rock back. They're not going to allow any kind of motion at all. Toward the, they say, is what they say, that they're going to call it coming up. But this is what they say, but I tend to doubt that. Sometimes you see also offensive players kind of turn it upfield before the snap, and the NFL is saying no. Like, they're going to be very, very strict on this.
Yeah, you saw, remember, you don't have to look back that far. Last year, week one, it was that Lions-Chiefs game where it looked like every single play, the Chiefs were offsides, offensive linemen rocking back. And
yeah.
And if you're telling me that that's going to change this year, we can look out for that as well and see if that's actually true, if indeed they're going to throw more flags because of that motion. And it was always deemed as like, no, it's a timing thing. It's part of their movement back. It's not really offsides, and if you do it right, it does give the lineman a bit of an advantage against that pass rush. So that another interesting point that we can kind of look at. Look, some of the rule changes that occur from year in and year out, some of them are nothing burgers. Some of them are very impactful. The one that I think is going to be impactful and that's going to cause some controversy, especially early in the season, is that hip drop tackle rule. What is a hip drop tackle? What does it look like? I think it's a subjective thing that some officials may look at and call aggressively, and others might just let go. It's a move that they're trying to eliminate from the game altogether.
It's a tricky thing, and I would say this on it. I mean, some things fairly obvious, like the Mark Andrews tackle last year where he got hurt. Remember that primetime game? And that's what kind of brought this in the focus. Like, wait, here's one of the top pass catching tight ends in the league, and he's going to be out because of this tackle. And I would say, okay, that's clear. But then there's others like, all right, is that it? Is it not it? I mean, we as fans aren't going to understand this right out of the get-go. And I had a feeling there's going to be a lot of players, coaches. It's going to be one of those rules that is going to be just a little too subjective, in my opinion.
Absolutely. All right, Gino, what are we thinking, Zach?
Let's
They're going to get a quick bite. Okay, so let's do this. While we have a second here, we have Josh Allen from earlier today addressing the media. We can get into the comments made by QB1, number 17, Josh Allen, earlier today here at Buffalo Bills training camp and his time with the media.
What?
He did say he sweats. Sweats heavy. Day long.
Yeah, that's not what you want to see right there. Hey, Zach. Zach's back. Good to see you guys. Is that it?
Got a new helmet planned for tomorrow night?
What do you mean?
Different color or anything like that?
Next question.
What are the things of the offense that like everybody eats? How can that be successful and translated, you know, when the season starts?
I mean, I think it comes down to, if you want to compare it to another sports like basketball, making the extra pass, right? Trying to find a way to get your teammate open. Which, again, you do that, makes them want to get you open more, and especially in the wide receiver room. Get a guy that's blocking on the perimeter for a running back or for another receiver. It's going to make that other receiver feel, you know, appreciative of you going out there and doing something that's your job, but taking pride in it. And I think having that type of energy and atmosphere is going to be infectious for us.
Matt Collins compared it to somebody, you know, nobody cares, or everybody's going to eat because nobody cares who eats. Is that like an accurate description?
Absolutely. And, you know, at the end of the day, our only goal is to win football games, if it's by one, if it's by 100. So whatever it's going to take for us to get the job done, we're going to do.
What do you think about the camp that Khalil's had, especially after the strong day he had today?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously having that camaraderie that I do with him, that trust that I do with him, it's paying off right now. Got a lot of faith in him. He's a smart player. He's much faster than you think. He's got a very big catch radius for smaller arms, too. He finds ways to go up and get the ball. He's not afraid to go and catch it with the safety right in front of his face. He just does all the little things right. If you, again, watch a running back catch the ball to the left, you see Khalil from the other side of the field sprinting his tail off to go and try to spring an extra block or be there for a fumble, and he just does things the right way. It's easy to love playing with him.
Hey, Curtis Samuel literally lines up all over the place for some point camp. When you get into the season, what kind of option can he be just to maybe open things up for
him? Yeah, I mean, I think it just presents the defense with, you know, are we treating him as a running back or wide receiver? Are we putting a linebacker on him, or are we putting a DB on him? If he's in the backfield, you know, if we've got a four wide set, and or really a five wide set, and he's our running back, how are they playing that? So that's just another thing that forces defensive coordinators to think about and install and game plan for. And, you know, whether we use that a lot is yet to be seen, but, you know, just gives us more options.
What has Tyrell Shavers done to earn a bigger role just over the last 7 days?
Again, he does the little things the right way. He's always working. He's catching balls after practice on the jugs. He's studying hard. He's asking right questions to the quarterbacks. And at the end of the day, he's making plays on the football field, which you love to see from your guys. A guy that's been in this system, understands it. You know, didn't get a lot of opportunity last year, was on the practice squad. But he's made the most of his opportunities so far during camp. And, you know, he's one of those guys that you find yourself rooting for just because of how he approaches the game and how he approaches practice.
Yeah, going back to when you talk about the offense kind of in a basketball sense, does that make you maybe a little more of a point guard this year?
Absolutely. Wanting to get different guys the ball in different situations. I think that we've got, you know, we've got other shooting guards. We've got power forwards and big centers that we can lob the ball up to now. So we do have different types of bodies and different types of skill sets that, again, as the quarterback, makes you feel good because, again, just presents that options. And right now I don't think that our defense can pinpoint on a single guy who we're starting with. You know, every concept, it could be starting with Khalil, it could be starting with Matt, Keon, Dalton, Dawson. Maybe we get to be starting with the running back. So I think Joe's been doing a good job of incorporating our guys into the system and utilizing their skill sets and, again, just trying to be an extension of him out there.
Josh, Zach Davidson, a guy that scored a couple touchdowns today during team drills in the red zone. What are your early thoughts on him and how does he impress you? He always brings the energy after touchdowns, dancing and doing all that stuff. So just your thoughts on him.
He's got a lot of juice. I don't know if he's got the greatest dance moves. But he tries really hard, and we love him for it. But, again, does all the right things. He's working extremely hard. In the weight room, in walkthroughs, and special teams, you know, he's one of the sweatier guys out there because he's just always pedal to the metal, balls to the wall. So again, just we got a lot of guys, whether it's in that receiver room, that tight end room, or the running back room, that are finding ways to do the little things the right way. And I think they're catching the eye of the coaching staff and our scouts and our GM and the quarterbacks in the room. Because, again, when you got guys that want to work hard and do things the right way, you just feel that much more comfortable with them on the field, knowing that they're going to be in the right spot at the right time.
You mentioned the rapport with you and Khalil, with Keon obviously trying to fast-track that. And then you see a play like you guys made late in practice today. How much do you feel like that's come along, and how much is that important for moments like that?
It's very important. I think that we're in a good spot with the receivers right now in terms of the trust and the feel that we've got for the guys in that room. Obviously, we had to keep growing on that and finding ways to be better. But a lot of great work that we had in the offseason, OTAs, and then during that little month and a half break that we had off, we met in Nashville, obviously, and it's paying dividends right now. But, again, guys that just are wanting to work hard, and they're going out there and they're practicing that way too.
You saw with Keon, everybody saw the way he started out his Bills career. Has anything surprised you about him since you've been around him?
No, I mean, I think, again, just attention to detail. His football IQ, in my opinion, is off the charts. He understands defenses. He understands leverage when he's running routes. Again, I think, too, just the catch radius that he has, you can just throw one up and he's going to find a way to either go get it or break it up like we saw today. So, again, just a different skill set that him, I think Mac possesses the same thing of just bigger body guys that you feel like you can't miss when you're throwing to them. So, just given, you see Mac again after working, after practice, just he's calling for more air on these fades, and I'm trying to put more air on these fades, and we'll get to that spot where it becomes second nature. But it's hard to trust throwing it up that high and knowing that we've got big dudes that can go up and get it now.
Sticking with Keon, you make it such a priority to get to know your receivers off the field too. What have you learned about him outside of football, just spending more time with him here?
He's just not normal. And I mean that in the best way. He does things his way, and he's always him. He's very authentic. You know, I had him over. I had a chef during the OTAs, and she made fish, and he's like, "What the heck is this? I'm not eating this." And he didn't eat it. You know, but he does things his way. He's super country, which I can relate to as well. So I love the guy. You know, he's making things personal, going out there and blocking hard and doing things the right way, and he's making plays in camp. And again, we're building that chemistry on the field right now, and I think that off the field we've got a very good thing going too, and just a lot of trust in those guys right now.
Where's your comfort level with Connor McGovern?
Very, very comfortable. First couple days, it's been hot out here, my hands have been sweating, it slipped through my hands a few times, and just making sure that we're getting those extra reps before and after practice of snapping, and just trying to work through that, and I got to be better with that. So, but very comfortable. He makes all the mic points. He's very communicative when we're out there. He talks a lot. He reminds me of a lot of things too when we're out there, whether it's a pressure look or a certain coverage. So he's doing a fantastic job.
Any concern on the snaps and shotgun though? Because there were a couple early on in practices, not today in particular, but early in a couple of the early practices where they were a little low.
No concerns. I think, again, he's been playing guard the last year or two and finally moves back to center. And sometimes whether he's pulling or whether he's blocking back to his left or to his right, just trying to make different little tweaks to your snapping motion, if you will. So sometimes that takes time. It takes live reps and actually, you know, feeling like you're putting your body on a defensive lineman. And, I got no worries at all.
As a quarterback, how long does it take you to get completely comfortable with basically a new group of receivers? Is that something that you can get just through training camp and some preseason reps, or is that going to be something that you won't know until the regular season starts?
I think certain groups you may not know, but I think the group that we've got, I think we've done a good job of the people that we've brought in, the guys that we've brought in, the energy, the work effort, or the work ethic and the effort that they bring each and every day. It's been easy to get on the same page with these guys, and we got to keep talking through a lot of different things, but we've got most of our offense in right now, and guys are learning on the fly, and they're making plays out there, so you can't complain.
Besides the wardrobe, what are you most looking forward to for the scrimmage tomorrow?
Obviously the fans back in the stadium, back in Highmark, and letting some of our new guys feel the energy and the excitement that's going to be in the air tomorrow. So hopefully Western New York and Buffalo packs that stadium, and we can show them some love.
What color helmet will you have, Josh?
I'm actually going, like, no helmet tomorrow.
Tonight is all Hall of Fame game. Not that you'll be watching necessarily, but is it kind of crazy to be here already? Here we are, week one of the preseason already?
Yeah. It's I love football hall. We'll have it on in the dorm rooms and make sure that we're learning as we're watching, too, because there's a lot of things that these young guys can learn from in this first preseason game. You'll see a lot of missed tackles. You'll probably see some ball handling issues. So just things that we can learn from, and Coach McDermott will probably put that up on the board on Friday tomorrow when we meet, of something that happened during the game, and just a lot of things that we can learn from different games.
Josh, I know you got a lot of sort of demands on you when you're here. Fans want your attention and all that. How do you think about that in terms of, do you come out in a certain way each day with a thought in your mind? Because you can always disappoint people because they're reaching for you so much during camp. How do you approach it each day?
Well, I mean, I think, again, at certain points, there will be kids disappointed that, you know, they didn't get an autograph, whether it's for me or from anybody else. And I always try to make sure that I'm waving and fist bumping and just little things that I know that I would have appreciated as a kid being in that situation. So you can't sign everybody. You can't high five to everybody. I got, you know, to sign some today. I had an interview over here. I got an interview here. I got to go work out, and then I got to eat before our 1:45 meeting. So it's a lot of stuff that goes on, and I hope everybody can be understanding of that I'm trying. I'm trying to get to everybody, but logistically not possible, or else I'd be out here all day and I'd miss meetings and you know, I got to be in there for those. So I appreciate all the love and the fans that come out and the kids that come out, because again, I'd be feeling the exact same way if I were wearing their shoes. And again, I just try to limit that as much as possible.
As a fan of the game, how interested are you in the new kickoff room? Just kind of seeing what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll find out tonight. We as quarterbacks sat in the special teams meeting when it was first being kind of told to our team, and just a lot of different things, and I don't know, I guess we'll find out. I don't know if it's going to be more tackling on the kicker, if it's going to be a different I fear for different motions for these kickers. You know, they're trying to throw these like low line drives in, and hopefully that doesn't affect the field goals all too much, because, you know, if you're kicking one way, and like if I'm throwing one way and trying to switch it up last second and try to make a different throw, sometimes that doesn't work the right way. So it'll be interesting to see how these kickers handle it.
Some talk about some quarterbacks even returning kicks are such good athletes. That's something you're interested in, right, Josh?
Yeah, definitely not. I'll stay on the sideline. I say kick it through the end zone and just fair catch everything and give the offense the ball in the 30.
When we talked to Deion yesterday, he was saying he wants to be all pro for you. Like, you first, then for himself, then for the rest of the team. What does that mean for you to hear that from him?
Yeah, man, I mean, it's a lot of love. I love Deion. I do a lot of things for that man right there. He's been such a rock for not just this offense, but for me, not just on the field, but off the field as well, being able to talk to him and just talk life. So I appreciate him for who he is. You know, we want to see all pro Chanel this year. So, you know, I'm glad he's got these lofty goals for himself, and that's only going to make our team better. So I love it. Thank you, guys.
There's Josh Allen earlier today, his time with the media live from Buffalo Bills training camp here at St. John Fisher University. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Yeah, and by all accounts, he's having a great camp so far. I think that sometimes we have a tendency to overreact, oh, this throw, or it was a point that, you know, we'll have a conversation with Dan Fates here tomorrow in the Sports Bar, but talking with Fates offline, it's one of those danger where it's the time of year where you experiment on certain things.
Yeah, if you were going to be critical of a quarterback for throwing an interception during a training camp practice, I would say, what are you being critical of? This is the time for them to try out everything. Just make those mistakes. Do it now and figure out exactly what they can and can't do, what they're capable of and what they're not capable of. And if that results in an interception, and the good news is it's not going to cost you a game. You know, it's not going to cost you field position. It is still practice after all. Speaking of quarterback play, this is something that broke just as we were getting on the air here. This out of L.A. Chargers camp. Justin Herbert has been diagnosed with an injury to the plantar fascia in his right foot. This came after yesterday's practice. So his August is essentially done. Doctors have recommended 2 weeks in a boot. which will be followed by a graduated return to play protocol. And the expectation is that he would be ready for the start of the regular season.
Expectation.
The expectation is that he would be ready for the start of the regular season. Easton Stick, still the backup quarterback
wow.
there. In L.A. So that's a bit of a blow for the L.A. Chargers when your franchise quarterback is diagnosed with a foot injury that'll keep him in a boot through like the remainder of training camp.
I mean, are we expecting anything out of the Chargers this season? I think we just kind of view this team that is going to undergo this. Maybe they take the same path that the Buffalo Bills did, meaning, hey, they'll somehow get in as a wild card late in the process here. That would be kind of cool. But, I mean, a lot of personnel changes, not the quarterback, but I certainly wouldn't want to risk anything on Justin Herbert.
You hate to see it because the league is better when Justin Herbert is healthy and playing. And, you know, we saw him miss time last year as well. I would say expectations for the Chargers are as high now as they've ever been since the move to L.A. I think that when you have Jim Harbaugh as your head coach and everything that comes with that, you probably believe that he's the magic elixir that can unlock what has ailed this team. The Chargers have become a verb in the NFL. The Chargers always charger away games. And if there's a coach that you can say doesn't do that or has never really shown that that's what he's about, it would be Harbaugh.
Well, I look at the schedule for the Chargers out of the gate. Are you familiar with their schedule? This looks like they could be 4-1. Okay, so they get the Raiders. And mind you, okay, the last time they played the Raiders, did the Raiders score 80 or 90?
Yeah, right.
It was something. It got the coach fired. Okay, that's the bottom line. And the Bills had to play in the next week where everybody's playing for their job, and it was a much different Charger team. They open at home against the Raiders. They go to Carolina. I know what P.J. Glasser said about Carolina winning the division.
They're not good.
No. No, Bryce Young, not good. The Chargers, I don't know if they're going to stay on the East Coast, but then they play at Pittsburgh, and we know, you know, the Steelers always kind of keep teams around there. The Chargers host the Chiefs, okay. And then the Chargers go to Denver.
Okay.
The danger minimum. That sounds like 3-2 to me.
Well, if Herbert is in any way missing time during the regular season with this foot injury, I mean, you get the sense that if it's Jim Harbaugh team, they're going to want to run the football, and this gives them a little bit more. If you were saying, oh, they should run the football, well, yeah, now you have even more reason to potentially run the football a little bit more as an offense with this news of Justin Herbert's foot injury. So that's a bit of breaking news that happened here over the course of the last half hour or so. Just passing that along as we continue live from St. John Fisher and Buffalo Bills training camp. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with more next live from St. John Fisher University, including at some point this afternoon, we'll get to our conversation with Joe Marino and also Buffalo Bills corner/safety Cam Lewis, all on the way live from St. John Fisher. It's Bills Camp Live on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Rochester. The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Practice number 7 complete for the Buffalo Bills here at Fisher. Safety Cole Bishop, though, not out there today. He's week to week with a shoulder injury. Defensive coordinator Bobby Babich with more.
You know, finding different ways to make sure, although he's missing potentially some time here, is, you know, just making sure mentally he's staying in it. He's got the right makeup. We identify those guys. And knowing Cole, he'll do everything that he needs to do to make sure he's still in it mentally. And I know Joe will keep him along those lines, too.
Next, it's the blue and the red scrimmage tomorrow night at Highmark Stadium. Cam Lewis joining us next here in the sports bar. Simone Biles winning the gold in the all-around gymnastics. Second time in her career she has won. Rochester Red Wings tonight taking on Omaha. We're live from Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp, day 7 in the books. And our guest today, I mean, Cam, I guess we call you the Swiss Army knife of the Buffalo Bills, right? Whatever they ask you to do, you're going to do it. Cam Lewis.
100%. Stuff.
But how are you, bud?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So what is your title on this team?
Wherever you want me to be. Exactly what it is, yeah. I can do play inside, outside. If you need me to go to the corner, I can do that for you. I can play four-core special teams, man. Whatever I can do to help this team win, that's what I'm going to do.
Do you feel like the veteran guy, the old guy here? It's year 6 now. You've been through these camps before. You've been around these guys for a while now, Cam.
Yeah, it's crazy to even say that, man. It's been flying by. Yeah, 6 years now. Kind of one of the older guys in the defensive back, room. So, yeah, I'm trying to, go with the role now as being that kind of leader, vocal, and set an example,
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different here, obviously, without Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde.
Most definitely.
Do you find yourself being more of a teacher to these younger guys?
Yeah, because I was that same way coming in, especially my rookie year. Our defense is a lot. It's a lot of moving parts, a lot of communication. So the guys ask questions and they listen. So like I said, I've been in the defense for 6 years now. Not a lot has changed, but when they have questions, I for sure give them the answers to it, help them out.
Now, I know we said you kind of do it all, but, I mean, are you still playing at corner? Are you responsible for learning both safety positions, nickel as well? I mean, talk about your role there in the defensive backfield.
I learned it all.
Learned it all.
Yeah, I learned it all. We meet together majority of the times, and then we split. But, I learned it all. Whatever they need me to play.
Well, how many meetings is that for you then?
It varies. it varies. Sometimes I'm with the nickel. Sometimes I'm with the safeties. Like I said, we all meet together to start it off, so we all hearing the same thing, all communication. So a lot of the stuff is kind of interchangeable, but, safety, you're doing more talking. Nickel, you're doing a little bit more talking, but you're in the run fits a lot more. And then corner, you're just doing a lot of listening, listening to your safety, listening to your nickel, listening to the mic. So yeah, I'm learning everything, man. Whenever I can do, like I said, whatever I can do to help, that's what I'm trying to do.
I'm going to label you team guy. Buffalo Bills team guy.
Yes, sir.
Cam Lewis, yes, sir, is our guest here. Special teams, the kickoff question. We're going to see this tonight in the Hall of Fame game. We're trying to learn this as fans and reporters. What's it like for you in the kickoff rule and getting everything down here?
It's different. It's for sure different. You can't come down with that full head of steam like you used to. You got to make your move real quick now. You only got a five-yard cushion now, but a lot of stuff is going to happen faster, a lot faster. So it can make or break your team. You can use this to your advantage, get some big returns, and prevent people from getting big returns, or you can give up a lot, and it can really hurt your team. So we're trying to use this to our advantage, communication-based, being all on the same page.
What can you share with us about how the Bills are going to react to this new rule? Because it really feels like the wild, wild west, and that some teams might go bigger guys on there out there. Some guys might go speedier guys out there. I mean, you got a combination of everything going on with the Bills. What can you share?
Yeah, it's still early. You know, we still got a lot. You know, that we're doing a trial and error of. But yeah, like I said, it's early. And then preseason games, you still won't get everybody's best stuff because it's, you know, preseason. Everybody not trying to give away the good stuff going into, you know, the first 4 weeks of the season. So. Yeah, we're just throwing everything out there, just trying to see whatever you know, return teams can throw at you and stuff like that, and just playing off of it. But like I said, it's early. We still got a lot of reps to go. It's a learning process, especially throughout the year. It's going to be a learning process.
Yeah, one of the storylines, Cam, is the safeties, the injuries at the position. I mean, nothing serious, but enough to get us talking with Mike Edwards not available today. Also, Cole Bishop. I want to ask you about DeMar Hamlin, because it's a player that we all know in one way, but what is DeMar like as a teammate?
A really good guy. Great teammate. A baller out there, man. He's doing his thing. I don't know if you guys have been seeing him out there. He's been doing his thing, communicating, making plays on the ball, man. That's a guy that can play some football. I think a lot of people have forgot that, especially about, you know, his incident and stuff like that. But that guy can play some football, man. And if he has that chance to start, man, you're going to see it.
Cam Lewis joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, live from St. John Fisher University and Buffalo Bills training camp. Now, being that you're entering year six, you've been here through some changes.
Right.
I'm curious to know the differences between Leslie Frazier's defense and how he ran things. Last year, it was Sean McDermott. Now you've got a guy who just oozes energy, at least from what we can see, in Bobby Babich.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the differences between the three coaches.
You get a lot of the same similarities because our philosophy hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Since then, but like you said, just I feel like the difference between McDermott, they're all super detailed in what they want to do, and they want us to play fast, they want to play physical. But the thing that you get from Bobby is the juice level. Like, you, he's always high energy, and that kind of feeds, everybody feeds off that, and everybody want to, you know, replicate that type of energy. So that's the only difference I've seen, because like I said, everything has kind of been the same. We want to play fast, we want to play physical, we want to take the ball away. Everybody's preached that, all three defensive coordinators, but the juice level is for sure contagious.
Yeah, Cam, you beat the odds. I mean, as an undrafted free agent, UDFA, now in year six.
Yes.
What would be your advice to any other undrafted free agent just entering the league now?
Be quiet, listen, and learn, and high effort. You shouldn't want to make the same mistake twice. If they correct it one day and it come up the second day, you should make that correction. You know what I'm saying? So control what you can control, really. High effort. Like I said, it's just every opportunity is a blessing to be out there, and just make the most of it.
Any of the guys on this current roster that you're taking under your wing and kind of playing that mentor role that you've been here a while now?
I guess TC, T Couch, he asks a lot of questions, and a lot of other guys, they ask a lot of questions too, like Xavier, wide receiver, some keys, especially special teams wise, ask a lot of questions. They want to learn, so that's a good thing.
What's it been like going up against really a lot of new pieces here on the offense as we're kind of trying to figure out where they all fit? What's it like as you got a front row seat to this?
It's good. You know, a lot of guys bring different things, especially I like Keon, and I like Curtis Samuel too. They're different, especially in the releases. Keon can go get the ball, especially contested catches, man. I love to see it. And Curtis being He's fast, man. It's a little deceiving at first, man, but he can move, man, and he got some good routes. So it's a good thing to see for our football team.
Cam, while we have you, we know how important giving back to Buffalo is to you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in the community?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my football camp going, especially for next summer. And then I'm giving some cleats away to some Little League teams and stuff like that. So just trying to give back any way I can. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have like a toy drive coming up this Christmas as well. Just trying to get back to the community here in my hometown in Buffalo. I mean, Detroit.
Cam Lewis, Buffalo Bills everything, team player.
And we caught you. You said your hometown Buffalo. You're one of us, man. You could say you're from Detroit. You're from Buffalo now,
been
man.
Been here for a while, man. Almost, yeah.
Cam, you're the best. Stay healthy. Good luck this season.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
There he is, Buffalo Bills. Well, let's call him what he is, Swiss Army Knife Cam Lewis. He does it all on the defensive side of the ball. And joining us here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia earlier today, that was right after practice. And, man, we appreciate these players making time for us with their schedules and everything that they've got going on, especially after dealing with what they're dealing with on the practice field, contact, sweat, heat coming over here. I mean, you know, we're very fortunate to be able to spend the time that we spend with the Buffalo Bills that have given us some of their time, and Cam Lewis is no different. So, really, really fun stuff there from Cam Lewis, and we'll have more, you know, Bills guests joining us here through the duration of training camp.
Yeah, if you're wondering, did the team head back to Buffalo? And the answer is no, not yet. They're going to have a walkthrough tomorrow morning that is closed to the public. It's closed to the media, for that matter, too. So whatever it is they're going to install, it's behind closed doors. And then everybody gets on a bus and heads down for the scrimmage tomorrow, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. If you've never been, it's a good way to start the weekend. You get back out there. You're doing a little tailgating. It's just there's no pressure. The parking is going to be $5, but those monies are going to be donated. So it's just really cash tomorrow night.
Yeah, and as far as the rest of the schedule here for St. John Fisher and for Buffalo Bills training camp is concerned, after tomorrow night, you have the return of the blue and red scrimmage at Highmark Stadium. Sunday morning will be their next practice here after a day off on Saturday. That'll be an 11:45 start Sunday morning at St. John Fisher. Monday they have practice, but it's closed to the public, right? This is going to be the corporate sponsors and the pressing of the flesh.
I call it the Jim Boeheim.
Jim Boeheim,
yeah, because that was we're just there like, wait, it's Jim Boeheim.
Yeah, Jim Boeheim Day is coming up on
Jim,
Monday.
And was it Buddy or Jimmy? I can't remember. One of the two were here last year. And then, you know, Boeheim was the thing that cracked me up. He's talking afterward, and he's still talking about the team. Like, it's Coach Autry's team now. But it's like talking about what he does in practice or whatever.
Tuesday, a day off for the team here at St. John Fisher before they wrap up camp Wednesday and Thursday with morning practices at 9:45. It comes by quick. It sneaks up on us, and and they get out of town pretty quick too. It is fleeting here, Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John Fisher. We are real excited to be a part of it and bring you the coverage that we're bringing with every practice here from St. John Fisher University. That coverage is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave and Ridge Road and Webster, aceswim.com. And Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spence, Support, and Dansville. Maddie'sMotorsports.com.
I know we've got Bobby Babbage coming up. We've got also our conversation with Joe Marino coming up. But I've got to ask Mike Danger, on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being who cares, to 10 being I'm so excited, I'm taking off this headset and I'm going now. Hall of Fame game tonight, Mike Danger, where are we?
It's a 6. It's slightly above average for me.
Above average. 6 because it's your team.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
yes.
Also.
If it wasn't my team, it would be.
It'd be like a 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Yeah. It's a 6 for me. I'm not excited to see, you know, backup quarterbacks playing. I mean, one of our members of the All Neck team will be on the field tonight. Davis Mills will be on the field tonight.
I'm fascinated to see the ratings for this. And I think this is a true test of where we are in 2024. Meaning, okay, the Olympics tonight. Remember we used to do this way back in the day? If you don't want to know, turn away from the television.
Right. No, you know. You know.
Simone Biles won. And that's what they're going to show you tonight. It's going to be exciting.
And I imagine that if you know she wins and you want to know how she won, they'll package it in a way that is very digestible and probably fuels that excitement and enthusiasm.
Yes. So the question I have is, with the game tonight being on ABC, I'm just curious about the ratings year over year, because you would think the Olympics would put a dent into this. But, again, it is Chicago. And for that matter, Houston's also a top 10 market. So comparatively speaking, how this is just the way my mind thinks. Like, the NFL, could they actually beat the Olympics tonight in a game that means absolutely nothing, but we're so starved for the sport right now?
Yeah, it's a zero, but I'll watch, and I'm excited to see the new kickoff. I mean, I think that's going to be something that takes a second to adjust. I just remember seeing it for the first time on the practice field and the adjustment that the eyes needed to understand, oh, that's what's going on here. To see it actually play out on a field, I think, is going to be interesting. And then after that, like, for me as a distant Bears fan, I'd like to be able to see some of the depth pieces that'll be on the field tonight and see how they show up.
Yeah, and then you'll get the Hall of Fame interviews kind of coming through there. It's Buck and Aikman tonight.
You're going to have to give me some tissues, because if they start talking about Mongo, I might get a little emotional.
Yeah. Well, who's going to represent the family there?
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
But we'll power through that. That'll be tonight this is the first of many Thursdays through the rest of the fall that we'll have some sort of football action to satiate us.
We are back.
Yeah, we are so back. Let's get to Bobby Babich, Bills defensive coordinator. Spoke to the media earlier today. And look, everybody is kind of wondering what's going on with the Bills' safety situation. You've got two guys that are now officially week to week, as dubbed by the team. You've signed two safeties here over the course of the last few days. So what does it all mean, and what can we expect when the team actually does take the field against the Bears for their first preseason game a week from Sunday? Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich in his comments to the media, his press conference earlier today. That's coming up next, along with our conversation with Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. Stay in the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL, who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.